Conspiracy of the Insignificant. And Gigantor. Man, if you recognize this song, you are already in for a great treat. And if you don't, well, if you have a pop culture curiosity such as me, I mean, I wish I could rediscover Gigantor. I mean, but then again, to have this so thickly linked with, you know, the young P.Q. River. Lordy, I mean, this all brings back such visceral memories, and I've seen these episodes here and there on videotape and or DVD, and every time I hear that theme song, it's just, oh, wow. And all kinds of surprises when I decided to kind of take this, I mean, Gigantor, a.k.a. Tetsujin 28, who was originally created in 1956 in Japan for manga, Japanese comics, by Mitsuteru Yokoyama. It was a 10-year run into, well, of course, what we're talking about, though, is the tin can version. I mean, it was really Americanized. The characters' names were changed. The violence was kind of, some of the violence, not all of it, was cut out. And, well, the names were changed to Jimmy Sparks, Professor Bob Brilliant, Inspector Blooper, and his fellow secret agent, one of my favorite names in animation history, Dick Strong. Suffice to say, we need go no further discussing that. Little Jimmy Sparks, a 12-year-old who controls Gigantor, is the main protagonist of the American cartoons. And, of course, if you go to Wikipedia, they actually had to have a separate version because Tetsujin 28 Go is quite a phenomenon. There have been, you know, a 1980 animation series. Then there was a sequel that aired in 1992, a 2004 TV series, a 2005 live-action film, which is available on DVD. I haven't seen it. I've seen the trailer. They've managed to keep any lengthy clips off of YouTube. And the trailer, I don't know. The Iron Giant, I think, is a better watch as far as that. Or just go back. The Ed Wood cheesiness of the original Gigantor episodes may well be unparalleled in the history of children's animation. In fact, let's go to this Wikipedia, because there's a couple of quotes in the history section. It was playing at 7 p.m. This is when I was probably seeing it on New York's WPIX-TV in January 1966, making me freshly 5 years old. And Variety gave it a particularly scathing review, calling it a, quote, loud, violent, tasteless, and cheerless cartoon, unquote, which was, again in quotes, strictly in the retarded babysitter class. Oh, man. And it was really popular, according to this, in Australia. Really big in Australia, apparently. But we got what we got when it came to Gigantor, and I was glad we did, because that theme music is so incredible, huh? And it does kind of tie in with Kaiju. He fights other big things, mostly robos. He's more of a mecha as opposed to a Kaiju. But I can stretch things because it is the conspiracy of the insignificant. Anyways, I'm doing all this research and I'm looking at things on YouTube and clips and kind of having a nostalgic flashback. And then I saw an event that took place, oh man, let me see, I missed the link, doggone it, there it is, it's got to be somewhere in there, yeah, in Kobe, Japan, they have erected a tribute to Tetsujin 28. I hope I'm pronouncing it right, because I'm probably not. But they have erected a 60-foot statue, a 18-meter tall, full-color statue in tribute to Tetsujin 28. Oh, man. And I will link the clip of the, the dedication of this the dedication ceremony is incredible. The statue is incredible. And it's just more fun pop culture from your favorite 10-minute. Almost tributary transmissional soundscape, courtesy of Rubber Room Entertainment Labs, Conspiracy of the Insignificant, ever contributing to the huge heap of popular culture that stacks up like cordwood every day of our lives. We found cool things. You students of popular culture and fellow internet scourgers, searchers, and otherwise sniffers around, for one thing, archive.org has photoplay magazines from the 1920s up to 1930, a bunch of volumes of the old film magazines. I mean, there were fan magazines, some of the information is suspect, but these things are downright historical, and even most libraries that have bound magazines aren't going to have photoplay normally, and if they do, somebody has gutted all the beautiful covers and the ads, and this is a wonderful addition to already too much stuff than I could possibly ever read. Even if I started now, quit all gainful employment, and just sat here like a sponge, sucking up that pop culture. Something, it's a consideration, but there are other people apparently who do have the time and effort to do it. Or maybe I'm just perceiving some combination thereof. Another site I'm going to recommend, a bloggy site of film and great old movies, not just the pre-code ones that I love, but other cool, strange ones, foreign films, and some really interesting, obscure films from as recently as the 70s are discussed on DaveKerr.com. That's Dave, DaveKerr.com. And the name of his blog is Reports from the Lost Continent of Cinephilia. And by all means, if you're a film fan like I am, I mean, I could almost consider doing a show on just film if my attention span didn't jump all over, as you may have noticed. Oh, the internet is perfect for the ADHD misfiring synapses of PQ River. Let's make that clear. We keep them coming, and we hope that you're enjoying this show and have been enjoying these shows. Oh, man, and it's a pleasure bringing them out and being part of this whole conspiracy and underground in and of itself. Listen to the other shows if you only listen to mine, because there's great stuff, especially Frank Nora. Conspiracy of the Insignificant is brought to you by the Overnightscape Underground Rubber Room Entertainment Laboratories. Thank you for listening. I'm PQ River. Please tune in again real soon.